In Indianapolis, thousands of people may be one unexpected cost away from homelessness. Nonprofit Helping Veterans and Families, or HVAF, knows this too well. CEO Emmy Hildebrand says it's a domino effect. For example, if a car repair means you fall behind on child support.
So if you fall behind on your child support in the state of Indiana, the repercussion then is they can suspend your driver's license.
And of course, without a driver's license.
So without a driver's license, it becomes significantly harder to find and get to work.
And then if you're no longer working.
Obviously, you're no longer getting paid, and then you're behind on your bills. I mean, it's just a snowball of things.
HVAF was established to help veterans who face homelessness. During the pandemic, it used millions of federal and municipal relief dollars to house them.
Obviously, that funding is starting to decrease as we move, hopefully, to the end of the pandemic. But, you know, I think that we need to hold on to the lessons that we learned.
Housing first lessons learned are first, a place to live. Lessons also include the importance of wraparound services like counseling and transportation assistance. One person HVAF helps is veteran Timothy Wright. He served in the Marines and the Navy and says many of his problems stem from post-traumatic stress, which he self-medicated with addictive substances.
My using was so bad then, and I'm still seeing bodies. I'm still hearing screams. I'm still hearing gunfire. I'm still smelling smoke. I'm still hearing cries for help.
Addiction led to years in and out of prison. Then his father, who supported him for decades, died while Wright was in prison a day before his release. Wright says that was his rock bottom. The next time he was in prison, he went to counseling, and upon his release, he went straight to HVAF.
The Department of Corrections dropped me off. I went straight to them and gave me the keys to my room and gave me a lot of food and clothes. It was amazing.
He's been in a Hawville apartment for a few months now. HVAF pays half the rent and provides other ingredients for success. This is called permanent supportive housing. Here's HVAF's Hildebrand again.
Let's work on budgeting. Let's make sure that this unit is affordable based on your income to kind of prevent some of those things that have been issues in the past.
The city adopted this strategy years ago, but while homelessness for veterans dropped 35%, the overall homeless rate went up in Indianapolis. It's now higher than pre-pandemic levels, including for families and children. So why aren't the solutions working for all groups? Indianapolis Deputy Mayor Jeff Bennett says HVAF's success proves the housing first equation works.
I mean, it really does break down to the need for units, whether we are newly constructing or acquiring existing units, apartments mainly, rental assistance, and supportive services.
But the city needs to do more, and it will take more than federal grants to end homelessness.
Even though we've gotten way better at bringing those funds to Indianapolis, it's never going to be enough money. We have to be creative in the alignment of other resources that we have at our disposal.
This is another way that HVAF has succeeded in helping veterans, the collaboration of funders and agencies to house people and get them on their feet. A good example just opened this week. Proctor Place provides 15 permanent supportive housing units for veterans in a new 60-unit affordable housing complex. The project combines city, state, nonprofit, and private efforts, a variety of funds, and other programs. Bennett says that's what it's going to take to lower barriers to housing for all people.
Then those barriers become less insurmountable.
The city is updating its plan to end homelessness. That revision may be presented to the public next year. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.